She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian. Today, I'd like to talk about what the city council and the mayor is trying to do about cell phone use while crossing the street. Folks, think about it. It's against your constitutional right for those lawmakers to make any laws that does not endanger anybody but yourself. Okay? Using the cell phone, texting, whatever, on, in the crosswalk, crossing the street, does not endanger anybody but you. Yes, I know a lot of people get hurt, but that's what they want. You cannot make laws like that. And if you allow that, they're going to make more laws about everything else. America cannot make laws that does not endanger anybody but you. Good example is this. When did the government protect you? When? Think about that. They raise taxes. They're doing things to generate more money to pay for the rail. The rail is way out of budget. Cut the string now. I just don't understand. I'm blown away. The rail was, to begin with, way out of line. Something that Honolulu could not afford and would not be able to support it as far as the maintenance and everything else. Just look at the bus system. The bus system never got out of the red. What makes you think the rail is going to be in the black? Number one, they don't have the electricity. Where are they going to get that from? Heaven? You know, a lot of people complain about the cost of living in Hawaii. The cost of living is because nobody is pushing for them to make money. Raising taxes, raising parking meter fees, all of this stuff is not the way to make money. That's not making money. A good example is this, folks. And please listen. You have a restaurant, for an example. Okay? And you need more money. So you raise the price of the food. Cut back on the food. Are you going to get more customers? No. You lose customers. Why do you think Costco and everybody else run sale ads every week to draw customers in? The sale ad is not higher than it's normally. Right? Sale brings customers in. And maybe they buy other stuffs, other things that's not on sale. That's what you call good business. Now, what is the city council and the state doing to make more money for the state. The only industry we have is tourism. Well, that's working okay. But why not make more? Honolulu lost a racetrack, the one and only racetrack. That made money. It paid taxes. You lose that, then you lose that much taxes. Landowners jack up rent to businesses. Businesses shut down and move back to the mainland. You lose money, less taxes. The one and only upholstery material warehouse in Hawaii shut down and moved to the mainland. The upholstery shops now don't have material. So how are they going to survive? Look around. Everything is happening in a domino effect. That big, huge warehouse in Mapunapuna that had all the materials, the leather, everything for upholstery shops. They were the biggest and the only one. They're not stupid. Landowner doubled the lease rent. They said, forget it, we're out. And they left. It's not worthwhile doing business in Hawaii because of the costs. And the politicians that are supposed to be watching out for the people need to see that. The corner of King and Waikamilo was a Shell service station. That Shell service station shut down. Less business again. They shut down because the lease rent was too high. I mean, it's common sense, folks. If you're in business and your lease rent is way out of line, are you going to stay in business? You shut down. But who loses in the long run? Everybody. Because the politicians have tax. Because they have less tax coming in. They should look at what can produce more taxes. Help the small business. Small business is the backbone of America. So, what's happening? Think about that. Where is all this going? They're going to raise parking meter fees in Chinatown. The small little shops all through Chinatown only have street parking for their customers. What will happen? The customers will go other places and purchase things. Look at the history of Orange County back in the 70s. Orange County went bankrupt. Same scenario. Same thing. Cost of doing business too high. And what I'm hearing about Ford, I hope is not true, that Ford is having a hard time producing cars and maybe closing down. General Motors and everybody else is happy about the idea. It's not the thing. It'll be a domino effect. It's not good. But anyway, it's just me trying to educate people to do something about it. I love Hawaii. I don't want to leave. But the cost of doing business in Hawaii is going skyrocketing along with the taxes. Skyrocketing. There's a lot of states in the USA that do not charge tax to seniors. I really admire those states because they take care of the seniors. And that's what need to be done. But again, all I can do is say, will it ever happen in Hawaii? I doubt it. When you're coming down a hill, do not ride your brakes. Riding your brakes is having your foot on the brake and slowing the car down and keeping the speed from going up by holding the brakes. Do not. Do that, okay? You will damage your brakes. Do not ride your brakes down the hill.
In what way will you damage your brakes?
The brake rotors and the brake drums are not like back in the 50s and 60s. Back in the 50s and 60s, they had integrity. They had pride. They manufactured brake rotors and drums thicker, way thicker than it is today. When it's thin, it warps. It warps very easily. And when it warps, your brake pedal will start to pulsate. Your brakes will not grab as good as if the rotor and the drum was not warped.
So what do you suggest he do coming down a hill?
Press the brake and let go. And let it go. Or put it in second gear on the transmission. Let the transmission hold it back and slow down. But that, not the brakes.
That's not going to damage your transmission?
No. Transmission doesn't feel damaged from that. But on most of your cars, you do not flush the brakes. So if you don't flush the brake fluid, moisture gets into your brake fluid over time. So if you don't flush it every 2 years and you're accumulating moisture and you ride your brakes down the hill, I see a lot of people doing this, coming down the pali, the leaky and all over. I'm shaking my head because you're heating up the brake fluid and you're going to cause it to boil. When it boils, the pedal will go to the floor and you will have no brakes. Ride your brakes down the hill. Let your family and friends know that. Take care of each other. Okay? It's very important. I go and look at people's cars and I see the brake master cylinder. The brake fluid is black. It's not good anymore. But people don't care. They don't think about it. They have other worries.
So what happens in that case? What do you need to do?
You need to flush it out and change the brake fluid. Change it all completely, right through, with new brake fluid. And the grade I recommend using is the DOT 4. They have DOT 3, DOT 4, and DOT 5. The DOT 4 is what I recommend. All of your cars come with DOT 3. Okay? But I recommend a heavy-duty DOT 4. Because a lot of you kind of forget about flushing the brake fluid. So with DOT 4, you can go farther and you can heat it up a lot more. But heating it up, you will warp the brake rotors and your pedal will pulsate when you step on it. How many of you feel that? When you step on a brake, it pulsates. It's not supposed to pulsate. It's supposed to be smooth. Okay? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
So just by driving, you can tell if the if you warp the rotors or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
How can you tell?
When you step on the brake, your brake pedal pulsates. Okay? If you stop at the stop sign, you press on your brake, it doesn't pulsate, it's just solid. But when you're going and coming to a stop and you step on the brake and it pulsates, it thumps like it's got a heartbeat, then you have a warped rotor. It needs to be replaced, not resurfaced, replaced. Okay? So, and if you have the habit of riding a brake, then when you put the new rotors in, have the technician drill 3 5/16 holes equal distance apart. It'll form like a pyramid, okay, in the middle of the surface where the brake pads will run. Okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, then have them go to my website, and we have a picture there where you drill the rotor in three spots, okay? Three holes, 5/16 holes, right through. And this helps the rotor from warping, okay? So, that's what you can do. So, give us a call. It's break time.
You probably should go to a caller first.
Okay.
One caller at least. We have Barbara online.
Hi, Barbara.
I just got home and you were talking about the brake fluid. I guess it's a fluid, but so if it's black, you can change it yourself?
No.
Oh.
No, doing any brake thing yourself would not, and you're not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
It's like doing brain surgery on yourself.
So the only thing you can do is engine oil then?
Yes.
Everything else got to be taken in.
Anything safety related, yes.
And then you said something else. Now, what was that called? Oh, you said dot four, right?
Yes.
For everybody?
Yes.
Okay. And engine oil, when it's 5W or 10W, the 5 is a lighter oil than the 10W. Smaller number is better.
Yes.
But that wasn't my question. It was related to what you were saying. Oh, okay. So when you take the H3, with whether you, whichever side you're coming out of the tunnel, you should not use your brake in the tunnel also, I guess, but and use your, what do you call now? Bring it down, a gear, to bring the gear down?
Yes.
Either side, yeah?
Yes.
Of the tunnel?
Yes.
Okay, I've been doing things wrong. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob, and I am rolling on the floor laughing.
Why?
Because, first thing on the breaks, you're absolutely right, and I follow people down to Poly, and you can smell the brakes. Right?
That's why I said it.
You know, but I mean, I'm watching the lights on, and I always downshift. And then I'm going, oh, wait, I'm not stepping on my brakes. What's that smell? And it's the car in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's just like, okay. I mean, doesn't anybody know? Doesn't anybody remember this stuff in driver's ed? Don't ride the brake, the downshift?
Nope.
But, you know, now they have push-button cars. But what I'm really laughing about is the city wanting to pass a law about people walking with cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you the Rolling Bob perspective. So if I follow their logic, before cell phones, nobody walked out in a crosswalk and got ran over by a car?
No. They didn't.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing. Like, all of a sudden, oh, you know, we got to protect you from yourself, because with the cell phone, you're crashing your car, you're running off the road, you're walking off the sidewalk. You know, they had the video the other day of the lady in New York fell into the like, service entrance because she was texting and walking. They had those videos for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
People don't pay attention.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if it's a phone.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's your baby in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
You spill a drink in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
People don't pay attention. You can't pass a law that's going to make people pay attention. And like you said, they already have laws that cover attention to driving.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need another law.
Mm-hmm.
You hit something, you're distracted, and attention to driving.
Yep.
You get a ticket. That's it. So here's my solution, because I was told never complain about something if you don't have a fix. For every new law you make, you got to take 3 laws off the book.
Mm.
Guess what? There'll be no new laws, because they'll be like, well, what law should we take off?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you read it, like I think somebody was telling me the other day, they still have laws about horses and horse stables.
Mm-hmm.
Take them off. Vote them out, clean up everything, and start worrying about what you should be worrying about, which is running the government, and stop trying to make people safe when they ain't going to be safe. I'm sorry. You got cars with automatic, can't run into anything, systems, beeps and buzzes. You go by any body shop full of cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't because they just rolled over and dented themselves like us old folks, you know. Sometimes you get out of bed, oh, what? Oh, I got to go to the doctor. Your car doesn't do that. Your car, you run into somebody, it breaks. Now, of course, maintenance, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to go back to enjoying the show and laughing. So always take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, Barbara, did you hear that?
Okay, we got Bruce from Ever Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. I just I got 2 questions. One on the brakes again, and downshift, because I heard you and Bob and Barbara talking right after you gave your initiation to braking, and about taxes. One, I'm starting again a job using the H3. I got to go over to Mount and Willie. I got a load on. Downshifting now, I got a 4-speed with a overdrive. So when you're downshifting, what gear should I be when I'm descending?
You take it out of the drive that you're in, put the circle on it, and put it into the next drive.
Like four, five, four, three, two, one.
Yeah.
But once you, like, say, for instance, coming down in, like, in anything above third gear, I mean, you're really going to be going pretty fast still, right?
Well.
And the transmission is going to speed up.
No, this transmission is not going to speed up.
Oh, it's going to, yeah, it's going to, but it's going to, like, okay, it's going to reduce speed, but isn't that putting a drag on the transmission?
It's putting a drag on the engine.
Okay.
And the engine slows down the car.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, I hear that. I do, at times, do have been doing that. I thought that I was putting too much of a strain on the transmission, but that's the engine winding down.
Yes.
Okay. So nothing's going to blow, right?
No.
Okay. So come out of fifth gear down to fourth.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be going a little bit of fast and then break it down to third gear.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at times, though, I have used my brake, but I don't ride it. I pump them.
Pumping is fine.
Okay. Because I know that's what those tractor treaders are supposed to do every now and then, right? Is to pump the brakes, right?
Right.
Same way when I got a load in my back of my truck with all my equipment and so forth, pumping it just to, it's not going to heat it up. Just two or three times pump it to decrease it so that even when I'm in downshift and I'm getting close to somebody's bumper, I pump it until I, you know, get down to an area where it flattens out. Okay. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay. All right, second one, about taxes. You mentioned about, you know, some states that don't tax seniors.
Right.
What age do you consider to be a senior, and what is it that the seniors do not get taxed on? And three, who gets taxed for the lack of not taxing the senior?
The state creates revenue. And, like, they have a racetrack, they have activities that create taxes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they offset the cost of losing taxing the seniors.
Because mm-hmm.
you got to remember now, the seniors mm-hmm. are on you're just killing them.
Yes.
Why don't you just buy a 50-cent bullet and shoot them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Business orientated.
That's right.
You know, so when you use that word generate, because the government, when the federal government generates money, they print it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so how the cities and the state generate money, they confiscate in the form of taxing.
Well, I'll give you an example. Las Vegas. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas had no drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
No racing.
Mm-hmm.
They have now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Money, money. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they don't even have state taxes there anyway, correct?
Well, yeah. But they're generating money
mm-hmm.
so that they can... You know, they don't have to offset by taxing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Plus the casinos anyway.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we have here? Nothing.
Well, we got with the cash cow people.
Yes.
That's how they generate money.
That's not the right way.
Up the value on your property, and then come July, we'll find out whether or not the rate of it stays the same as it was in the previous year.
Well, let me give an example. If you were to run for governor
mm-hmm.
and you say to the people, I promise I will double your taxes,
mm-hmm.
are you going to get in?
No.
No, you might.
Well.
You might.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you got to do is buy stew for the people and serve them stew. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, ah, he's a good guy. I'll mm-hmm. vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to tax it double you.
Mm. Yeah, Yeah. So,
I don't understand.
Yeah, you do. You understand and you know. It's just that we don't agree with the mentality of our hired employees called politicians.
You know, the Waikiki Grand Prix race that I've been trying to push for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
One race will create a $500 million net profit.
Mm-hmm.
One race.
So for what reasons now? What reason have you not been able to get it?
The politicians.
Okay, the politicians. That's why, because they don't want it. Because what are their so called reasons?
They don't understand it. None of them has ever been to a race.
Mm.
None of them went to a race to find out what kind of money it makes.
Well, the reason why they shut the one you had out in out here in the Leeward side years ago is because they didn't want to say that it was a liability.
No, they couldn't see how that racetrack was making money for the people.
Mm, because they weren't getting their cut.
No, it I don't know what their thinking is, but not one politician has ever put foot on a racetrack.
Mm.
So what do they know? Nothing.
Hey, up here in the above Village Park, there by Walmart and Times supermarket, there's a track, little racetrack there just kind of go kart or something right there.
Right, right.
What happened? I don't see anything happening there. What happened there?
Politics.
They shut it down because?
Politics.
Okay.
Money.
Money.
Money wasn't being funneled under the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what's the age?
We got to go to a break.
What's the age limit of seniors?
65.
And who picks up the slack? Who pick up the slack when they are here in Hawaii?
I just explained to you.
Mm.
Activities like racing, a Waikiki Grand Prix race, and things other than just tourism.
I got that, but I'm saying is that they're not going to do that, so they pass it on down to those who are less than seniors, correct?
Everybody.
But the seniors won't be getting taxed
They will never ever come to that in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting that though. If being is the safest.
We gotta go to a break.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien. Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. And the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight. I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We got Rolling Bob again.
Rolling Bob again?
Yeah. Somebody worked him up.
Sorry, George.
Oh, my goodness.
I just got one thing to say, which I never have one thing to say. The gentleman that just called.
Yeah.
This drives me crazy. Why does any time you talk about cutting somebody's taxes, the immediate response is, where are you going to get the money from?
Mm-hmm.
How about spend less? Like we all do, right? Like when you retire, you don't get the same pay. You can't demand the same pay. What do? You make adjustments. Right? You don't stop buying the top shelf wine. You buy a little cheaper wine. You make adjustments. The government is the only thing that can't take less money. I never understood that. Like you said, every business is having problems because their expenses are too high.
Mm-hmm.
The answer isn't raise prices on the cars. They start laying people off.
Mm-hmm.
The government can't do that. It's just not in their DNA. It's always more, more, more. Oh, well, the seniors pay taxes all their lives. They retired. What, the average senior makes, what, 70% of what they were making before they retired, if they're lucky?
If they're lucky.
You're telling me that, we can't lower taxes on them because how are we going to pay for the government? Okay, that's it. Talk to you next week. Aloha.
Calm down, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
All right. Okay. Who's next?
Well, you ever thought about how come they don't change the government system where each department has, like, I guess they got a budget, and if they I always hear this, like, we have to use that money or we're going to lose it.
They always choose that. Yes, they do that. And they always take it out of what they call a general fund. How do you, I don't know. I'm blown away. If you ran business like they run the government, you'll all be out of business. So wrong, wrong, wrong. Or like Safari would say, wrong already. Yep. From a way, way back. You know. Anyway. Wider tires, A lot of people are going to wide tires. Wide tires have better traction, better grip, better stopping power. But the trade-off, everything is not all good. There's a trade-off. The trade-off is less gas mileage, okay? So, either way. Okay. So the wider tires will give you better control, better stopping, but does give you poor gas mileage. Okay? So, anyway. The tax issue just got run away. So, anyway. For diesel vehicles, diesels, do you know that you could use cooking oil? Use cooking, that waste oil they use for cooking, like Kentucky Fried Chicken and Zippies and everybody else, the used cooking oil can be cleaned up and used in diesels. But how many people using it? I don't see people. Anyway, if the tires are not exact size as when you first bought the car can, the speedometer on the car can read slower, but the actual speed of the vehicle can be 10 miles faster. So in other words, if you had a tire that was 30 inches tall, and then you changed it, and it became 30 and a half inches tall, it will go 10 miles faster. But your speedometer will read what you're clocking it at. Okay? So the city and state need to give a leeway of at least 10 miles over the speed limit before you consider ticketing as speeding. Okay? If you don't understand, give me a call. 524-1080. Okay, who's next?
We have Lana from IAEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. Hey, I miss you guys, you know. But you know, we're lucky you guys didn't move out of that place. You know what? Homeless is terrible. Have you seen them lately?
Yep. But they have to go someplace, Lana.
I know. I said, oh my gosh, can you imagine if you were there?
Well, you know, the state is not stopping more homeless from coming in.
They're not resolving the problem.
Nope.
You know, I went out today. I look at, because I'm more curious, I usually don't go on that site. So I went in the back, you know, where the rail is being built, you know, put on Quixote.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me tell the roads, I mean, they only thinking of, what about their ears, right?
Mm-hmm.
For that rail, but the road's terrible. I tell you, just make me, you're so irritated, but what can you do? I didn't vote for them, so at least I can, you know, feel better about it, but still yet, I feel sorry for all the people who love the rail, because I don't think it ever going to come to pass, because by the time the rail, if it ever runs, it's going to be all rusty and all kinds problem. I heard they already, Oahu side is sinking because it's so heavy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a small island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the darn thing is so damn heavy.
Yes.
So can you imagine, oh my gosh, the weight? How can they put all, even the people that when the bus goes on that rail? the choo-choo train. I mean, I can see other places because they're big, you know.
On the mainland and every place else, the ground is solid and not like Hawaii. Hawaii is loaded with lava tubes.
Right. No, and it's underwater.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, a lot of places in Waikiki, you know, my husband used to work construction. He used to shake his head. He said, oh, that's crazy, because he had to always go there because, which can put piled, or I don't know, they got to, you know, deep down in the ground.
Yep.
To find the real support.
Mm-hmm.
Or that whole building going to collapse.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway.
Okay.
Whatever. Hey, wait, I wanted to ask you. You know the car when you're going down the brakes, get two gears now, and you mentioned only two.
Yeah, you drop it into the next one.
Oh, it doesn't matter?
No.
Okay, I gotta call you. Is Todd working for another service station or?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I thought I can get in touch with, you know, send my car wherever he is.
No, I haven't talked to him.
So what about you? You know, can check my car?
Yeah, I can. Sure. Just call me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. Then, just to make sure everything, you know.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Hi. Okay, it's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have now?
We have Bruce on the line from Ever Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. This is the guy that was talking to you about taxiing and brakes. And I've been talking to you about taxiing on previous phone calls. Mm-hmm. And Bob out there, you riled up, brother. I'm riled up too. Because Bob has got to go to break. It was I saying, what is the age limit that you consider to be a senior?
65.
Okay. Bob, one thing. Here's one thing. I'm a Vietnam veteran. All right? I don't know if you are or not.
He is.
Okay, I am too. Well, hey, I was there. I was in the Persian Gulf War. And I retired on active duty and full retirement on 30 years. Over 24 years active, okay? I pull in a pension. If you really was listening, you would have heard that I haven't really fully retired. I was talking to George about breaking, because I'm starting a job, my own business. I'm in my own business over the Mount Woody Trail area, okay?
So, right. Bob wants to talk to you.
Okay. Well, Bob's on too, so you both can talk to each other. Hold on. Okay, Bob, you're on the air. And Bruce is on the air too.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Because, hey, Bob, because you don't know me. You was making assumptions about me cutting taxes. I'm not against cutting taxes. I live conservatively. All right?
Okay, but your statement was, who's going to pay for the taxes if we cut the taxes for the seniors?
Okay, and I was saying that for here in Hawaii because, as I was thinking, the same way as George has stated, if they ended up, say, for instance, cut taxes here in Hawaii, with not that safety stop there, is what George was saying, as far as Grand Prix racing and so forth, where they're going to get the money, as they always do. And if you were listening to me, they end up getting money for the lack of the rail. Where they get it from? Bottle bill, bags, and what else? Oh, property tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Right, so why would you think that I'm against a cutting property taxes when they end up confiscating? I use the word confiscating, not taxing.
That's right.
Confiscating is stealing.
Yep.
They're stealing my money, Bob, and I'm living on a pension.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay, all right. So they're stealing money from me to make up that bamboozle of what do you call that? It's a scam. That rail's a scam.
Of course. I know it's a scam.
Okay,
so
you judge me saying is that I was against cutting taxes. I'm not against cutting taxes.
Hold on.
Give Bruce that Bob say something.
Okay.
Let's calm down because we all can't talk at once. Okay. I don't believe I personally attacked you. My comment was people in general will make that statement, especially people in the government. Will always say, if you cut taxes, we can't cut taxes because where's the money going to come from to replace the money we cut?
That's
right. I think that's a flawed philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In general, not particularly you personally. But that's what you'll hear anytime you go to a government meeting. You go in front of the city council. You go in front of the U.S. Senate. And you hear somebody say, we're going to give a tax break to this. The immediate response typically is, where is the money going to come from if we cut from here?
Mm-hmm.
And my point was, why do we always end with that? It's never, where can we cut so we don't need the money?
I understand that, Bob, but...
But wait. You guys, wait. If you look at the tax for gasoline, the tax on gasoline was earmarked as a temporary tax. It's never temporary. It's permanent. So if you allow the politicians to not follow what they're saying, then it's going to continue.
Right.
You got to put them back in the wall and say, hey, how come we still have this tax on gasoline? It's supposed to have been temporary.
Or even more important, and again, my friend, I didn't speak to you personally. If you took it that way, I was speaking generally.
Well, I did because you said just like the gentleman on the other end, and I'm no gentleman. But I understand what you was trying to say to that, describe me that way. But you, for me, I took it because you alluded that same sentence with what a gentleman says about getting to cut the taxes and so forth. Taxes. And I ain't against cutting taxes because taxes to me, again, I use the word confiscate.
That's right.
Whenever it was,
right.
When people say, for instance, use their word in general, say, we got to raise taxes, we got to lower taxes. What? No, use the word as it is, confiscating. taxing one person's income. That's slavery.
Okay, we got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And one last one. I don't drink anymore. But you said about cutting wine and so forth. Hey, Brother Bob, maybe you moved up from drinking Ripple to Morgan David. I quit. Period.
Okay.
Now,
we got it.
Now we're dating each other because I remember. Hey, this is before we go, George, and he'll laugh at this. No, stepping up in my day was Strawberry Hill.
Or Strawberry Hill, Thunderbird.
Yeah, remember? No, Boone's Farm. Remember Boone's Farm? And then they came out with Strawberry Hill.
Yeah.
After the apple. That was stepping up. All right, as always, I'll talk to you folks next week.
Thank you.
Back on the line there. I couldn't
clear
my chest.
Okay.
All right. I'm all for cutting taxes. As he was
Thank you, Bruce.
Cutting one bill, what about the penny plan?
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Okay. Wow, that was a good discussion. Anyway, let's move on. And before we stick on this taxes thing. Okay, people have been calling about oil leaks. You can fix the oil leak in the engine, transmission, or power steering by adding an additive called AT205. That's Able Tom 205. Okay? You add it to the oil, whether it's the engine, the transmission, the power steering, and in about 500 miles, the oil leak will stop. What this additive does, it rejuvenates the oil seals, okay? It makes the oil seals regain the original memory and holds off the oil. Too bad they don't have that for humans. But anyway, AT205 is the cheaper way to go and fix oil leaks, even from valve cover gaskets, okay? It's something that you should try before just taking it into a shop and have them charge you $2,000 or $3,000 to fix the oil leak. Okay? We're trying to save you some money. So anyway, if you have a question, give us a call right away. We're running out of time. And sorry for that discussion about the taxes. But the point I'm trying to put across is our politicians in office should help the people by creating more money and having a racetrack built in the west side would be ideal. The racetrack, okay? Not only for racing, but for businesses, parts businesses, Napa and all of them would love it because people will be breaking parts and buying more stuff. Okay? Okay, anyway. A lot of you have water spots on your windshield. You can go down to Crestec Cleaning Center on Kapilani Boulevard and see they have water spot removers. Okay? Okay, who do you have?
Barbara wants to ask you one last question.
Okay, Barbara.
What causes oil leaks?
Loss of memory on the oil seal.
Yeah.
The oil seal shrinks. So when you put the AT205, it comes back to normal.
It swells up?
Yes. Okay?
Or does it make it more?
Well, just put it a simple way. If you have an oil leak, put in AT205. If it doesn't stop in 1,000 miles, then take it in and have it fixed. But save money.
So any kind of fluids or whatever, yeah?
No. I said engine oil, transmission, power steering.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
Okay. Thank
all right.
You.
Anyway, it's this time again that we have to say aloha. So please, folks, take care of each other. Let people know about Automotive 101 so we can help more people. Taking care of each other and don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.